Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer and I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday was a special Sunday for the Delaware campus. It was our official public launch of our new facility. It was just a special Sunday for us. We've gotten to meet there the past couple of Sundays, but this Sunday was our official public invite the whole community of Delaware sort of launch. And so, again, just a special time for us. We're grateful to have a new and improved facility. But we continued on in our series that we've been calling Adulting, Eternal Life Hacks from the Book of Proverbs. And we're looking at the wisdom that Proverbs has to teach us, how it really helps us be a spiritual adult, if I can say it that way. And this week we were looking at laziness, work, and rest. And as we were looking through various passages that talk about really laziness and work in the book of Proverbs, what we said is the book of Proverbs, really the whole Bible, roundly denounces laziness. It roundly denounces having a lack of a work ethic and not planting when it's time to plant, not going out and doing the work that needs to be done, approaching work and life in just a lazy way. It roundly denounces that and commends regularly a good work ethic, working hard. God placed man and woman in the garden here on earth to work and to fashion the world that he created. But you know, one of the things that we said sort of as application points, we said, you know, some of us have a laziness problem. Some of us need to feel sort of the sting of what the book of Proverbs has to say about the path that we're on, that this road that we're on, though laziness sometimes feels good for a time, it feels good to be lazy. Ultimately, you're not going to like the results. You're not going to like where that road leads. And some of us, I think, needed to hear that on Sunday. Some of the things that I read in the book of Proverbs hit me in some ways and were like, man, I think that area of my life, I've just been undisciplined and lazy, and I've reaped sort of the reaped the reward of that, and the reward is chaos and things falling apart. But I also went on to talk about, when it comes to work and rest, that while some of us we need to learn to work, I think many of us need to learn to rest. Because while the book of Proverbs denounces laziness and commends work, the Bible as a whole also says that while God is a God of work and he creates us to work, he's also a God of rest, and he calls us, encourages us, and commands us to rest in him. And so we talked about how that's not just a physical rest, though it is physical rest. We're, you know, the principle from the Old Testament was that the people of God were to take one day in seven off, to not do any physical work on those days. But it's more than just physical. It's also a spiritual rest. And it's an active type of rest that is resting in God and resting in the sovereignty and the goodness of God. It's taking time off and specifically reflecting on the goodness of God, the sovereignty of God, the love of God for us, taking time to worship God and say, you know, God, I don't have to work 7 days out of seven because I know you're in control of the universe and not me. Lord, I don't have to keep just toiling and toiling and striving and striving because I know that ultimately you're in control and I can take time off because you are still the sovereign king of the universe who sits on the throne. And so we talked through, while there's some practical things that we should do, like take a day off each week, also remembering that rest is more than just a lack of activity. It's an attitude. It's a posture of our heart to say, God, I'm taking time today and hopefully every day to say that you are God and I am not, and that I trust you. I'm going to rest in you. And then celebrating the fact that this is kind of what we closed with, that Christ bought our eternal rest at the cross. We can truly rest, and we will forever get to rest and worship and enjoy God because of what Jesus did for us at the cross. Our sins are forgiven. We are right with God. We have a right relationship with him, and we can, as Christians, the first thing we should do is rest in Christ, rest in God through Christ, and not say, hey, what do I have to do to get to be right with God, but rather just sit and rest in the beautiful reality of what God has done for us. And so I want to encourage you this morning. I'm going to take a moment and pray for you. And then I hope you'll take some time to pray for yourself and to ask yourself maybe that question, what practically should I be doing to rest if you're not taking a day off each week to do that? But also to ask that question spiritually, am I approaching that time, my time off, and approaching it with an attitude of worship and actively resting in Christ, in God, through my relationship with Jesus? Let me take some time and just pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, so many of us are workaholics. We toil, we strive. We live in a culture that encourages us to just be on the go all the time. And it's difficult to unplug, to take time off. And Father, it's not only difficult practically, but it's just difficult from a mindset. Father, it's difficult mentally and emotionally and spiritually to just pull away from the everyday tasks and to say, God, I trust you that I'm going to lay all of this down right now, and I trust you it'll still be there tomorrow. And I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about what do I need to be doing, but rather I can just rest in you and in your goodness. Because I know that you are sovereign and you are good and you are in control. And as it comes to my relationship with you, I know that I'm right with you because of what Jesus did for me at the cross. And I can just rest and enjoy my identity, my sonship in you. And God, I pray that not only for myself, but I pray that for all those who are listening today, that you, God, today, you'd give us rest in Christ. And if we need to, Father, to begin to change some habits, to intentionally take time off, not just physically inactive time, but also, Father, emotionally and spiritually, to rest in you on a weekly basis. God, we love you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take some time just to pray for yourself? Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.